Today is Friday, March 15th. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
But here's the deal with Gerrit Cole and being with him last year, watching every day. He's hands down the best pitcher in the game.
Love it.
Like, there's Gerrit Cole and everybody else. Seriously, I really believe that. And I would say most guys that face him would say the same thing. And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top and keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. The good life, oh. Good life. Boom, we're coming in hot. Chichi, we got a big one today, brother. We got a big one today. It's the big present gift. I don't even know what it is.
You know,
all I know, Chichi, all I know is you're looking good today, brother. You're looking good today.
Okay, so we're gonna do this first, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do that first. There's the box.
All right,
got your scissors. Did you open it yet? I mean, open the box.
No, okay. You told me not to do anything. So
you're gonna need those scissors.
Okay.
Here we go, baby.
It's ridiculous.
Woohoo!
I'll have to do a fast forward on this unboxing. A little time lapse or something. You're really...
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go. Cut my finger off.
Come on, don't hurt yourself, Chinch.
I'm not. Oh.
Okay, I know this is going to be definitely a good packing job.
It's obviously already is. This thing was quadruple. Oh, it says fragile. Must be Italian.
It's fragile too. Yes, it's fragile too.
All right, hold on.
God, I mean, you opening these presents. This is ridiculous, dude. What happens at Christmas time?
It's horrible.
You're actually attacking this box. This box is never going to be used again. Sarah opens things, we use the same box 8 times.
Oh my God! All right. I'm going to have to
see. Yeah, you're looking jacked, though, Chinch. Your triceps are coming out as you're trying to get this box open.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
Something.
Oh, yeah. And popcorn. Yep, you got the popcorn. Hey, that's his signature move. My buddy's signature move.
Oh, what is this?
Okay, you got to pull it out.
Oh, here, I'm just going to pull it out with all
the popcorn. Go ahead. You just pick the stuff up later.
Screw it.
There goes the popcorn. Popcorn all over the floor. All right. Hey, fragile, bro. Fragile.
Okay.
No. This is where you got to use the scissors.
Got it. Okay.
This is where you're about to go like Neanderthal man on it and ruin the whole thing.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
This is nice and easy. Nice and easy scissors. Get the wrapping out real nice.
I'm out of breath.
Turns out. There we go. Okay, you're going to have to use the scissors again because I got more tape.
What is this? There's pens on here. I don't know what these pens are.
Easy.
Very easy here. Holy stumble.
A little aggressive.
Oh, what?
Oh. Okay, you got to get it all. Get it off.
I think I know what this is, but I want to wait.
Dude. The fact that you're wearing what you're wearing today is incredible.
My God,
the fact that the outfit you're wearing right now is almost exact.
Kidding me?
Oh my God. Isn't that awesome? Our boy Travis Grubb, baby, the Grubber.
Oh my God, dude. This is unbelievable.
Dude, wait till you see how awesome this is.
Oh my God. All right, I'm going to unpack the whole thing before I
read. Yeah, unpack the whole thing, yeah.
Holy
It's God. So freaking cool, dude. Our man Travis Grubb that does the bobbleheads, dude.
This is unbelievable.
Came up with a mayor's office bobblehead, and look at your outfit, dude. You got the glasses on today and the green hat.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Get it all off.
So Travis gets his props for how much of a freaking artist he is.
Dude, Travis does a 3D imaging on each one of those and then hand paints them, dude. And the whole time he was sending me like every week, how's this looking? How's Chinch look? I go, dude, that's money. And then you wore, dude, look what you wore today, dude. You wore the glasses and the green hat. I can't believe it.
Dude, I cuff my jeans exactly like this.
Oh, dude, that looks incredible. I know, dude, it looks incredible, dude. Look how awesome that is.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
anyone that listens on audio, go to video today. Go to the YouTube and see this bobblehead that my man. Oh, yeah, don't kill your head.
I'm going to kill my head.
Okay, well, you might be. Holy. Oh, my gosh, dude. Look at that. The first official mayor's office, Case and Chinch bobblehead.
Oh my God, I gotta redo my whole thing over there. Look at this guy.
Dude, isn't that awesome, dude?
I don't even know what to say.
Dude, I'm gonna give props out to Travis, bro. Listen, these bobbleheads are so unique and so cool. They're 18 inches big. They're so cool. If you go to, let me find his, @RVA_bobbles, dude, he made me one too. That's why it's one of two. But dude, look at the detail. And so it looks just like you, bro. Incredible. It actually looks just like you. It's so great. @RVA_bobbles, Travis Grubb will make, dude, you can get your family members. You can get anybody one of these bobbleheads. They're the coolest things ever, dude. They're the greatest gifts ever. Christmas coming up. It's not really coming up, but when it comes up, these are great Christmas gifts, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, honestly, you got to give me Travis's number, so I got to call him. This is like,
I will, dude. I will, bro. There's also a bat in there, too. I think I'm supposed to have a bat in my hand, so don't be throwing stuff away.
Wait. No, there's a whole little thing here. Oh, my God.
I think you have – oh, dude, you have a bat. You have a bat. Your bat's awesome, too.
Oh, we got decals?
Yeah. Wait till you see your bat,
RVA
though.
Bobbles. This is where you got to go, right? What is it?
Yep. @RVA_bobbles. Maybe we'll put it in the link today's show.
Dude, look at the bats.
Dude, look at your bat, though. Wait till you see your bat.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, oh, dude, wait till you see your bat. You know, this is where Trav goes next level.
I don't want to break anything. I'm trying to be...
Is that it? Is that yours?
Columbia.
The Columbia bat.
You gotta be. I don't want to curse. Look at this. That's so cool. I'm glad you reminded that because if I were Travis, I'd be pissed if we didn't put the bats on.
Yeah, you almost threw them away. You thought they were two pens.
I go, what are these, pens?
Bro, is this your first ever Chinch bobblehead?
1,000,000%. Who's the other one? Oh, you got your Hickory Smoke.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's my World Series bat he makes now.
That's like the detail on
it. I know, dude, like, it's incredible.
Like, oh my God. This is genius, man. Like, this is art. This is
art. No, dude, he's an artist. It's incredible, dude. Isn't that amazing?
Bro,
look how, dude,
guys at home, look at this.
Look how big it is, dude. It's so much. It's 18 inches big. That's why it's tough. You have to look at the scale. Dude, that looks just like you. I can't believe you wore that outfit today with the hat and the glasses, bro.
I almost wore a different hat.
Although he gave me the butt part. He gave me the butt part, which I like. You know, that's old school. The butt part. Trav, you gave me the butt part hairstyle.
Oh, the butt.
I like it
hairstyle.
Though.
Oh,
yeah, but he also gave me the brown hair. Thanks, bro. I know I got the gray on the sides, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
our asses look great too. Dude, by the way, I don't know how he would assume this, but I cuff my jeans like a
dude. You know. He found a picture. I don't know where. I don't know how he found out you cuff your jeans, but he did some deep dive research on Rich Cinchimino.
Oh, and I got a pin. You gave me a pin. Look at this, man. You wear it.
Isn't that cool?
I'll put it on now for my boy because he did this for us.
Dude, unbelievable.
I don't know what to say. I'm very touched. I'm crazy. It's really crazy. Dude,
so now you got to get that in. You got to get that on the shelf next.
I guess nice,
you got the RVA Bobbles pin.
Okay, now I know. Graf,
thanks a lot, dude. Great job. It took him a while to do that, too, bro.
I can only imagine, dude. It has every single detail.
I know.
Oh my God, dude.
Isn't that cool with the desk? How he did the desk with the two mics?
Yeah, if we ever get in a studio show, we're just going to have to use this desk because it's really
serious. So cool.
Look at this. Look at the desk.
So cool, bro.
Haven hasn't taken balls deep on the bottom. It's great. Yeah. And look, free popcorn for everybody. What are you doing? You taking a picture?
Hold it up, Chinch. Yeah, hold it up. There it is. Unveiled the first ever mayor's office bobblehead today on the mayor's office. Look at Chinch. Just looks just like him. Look at him.
I love it, dude.
Thanks.
Oh, bro, it's God. So great. Oh, I'm so excited, man. That's so, you know why I love it, dude? Because it's so unique. Like how you can't find that anywhere. The fact that he, you know, is such an artist and he does what he does is like so cool. I told you, bro, when I met him, he showed up at the one event in Virginia when I was sitting next to Billy Wagner. Yeah. He walked up with this bobblehead, 18-inch Sean Casey bobblehead. I'm like, this is incredible. That's why I was like, can I get your number? Can you make me one? And then when I was like, he sent me one day, he's like, think Chinch would love one. I was like, do you think you can make a mayor's office one? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Dude, that's big fan of the show. Trav's listening. So
Trav, thank you, man.
Thanks, Trav. Appreciate it, dude. It went over incredible. And thanks for sending those popcorn, annoying popcorn things. Well, so they're all over Chinch's freaking office right now.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. I don't mind. It's worth it. I'll eat that popcorn.
Look
later.
At your heads bobbling, dude. Look at your heads bobbling right now. Look.
Look at me.
That's gonna look like Jake Paul's head after Tyson's done with him, you know? Dude, what do you think of that? Jake Paul getting ready to fight Tyson in July. I'm getting it. I don't care, dude.
I'm 100% getting it, and Tyson's gonna murder him in a ring.
Dude, did you see what the rules are though?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's a whole rule. So he can tag in his brother Logan Paul at any point.
That's cool.
Kind of cool. Like it's like the Savannah Bananas of boxing, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
He's allowed to wear headgear.
Oh, that's smart.
So he's going to wear, dude, Tyson could throw one punch friends. And brain damage him.
I didn't realize they're friends. They like smoke weed together and stuff.
Oh, do they? Okay. Well, that's cool.
Cool. Well,
whatever floats your boat. But dude, what's that? I wonder what that conversation was like. Hey dude, you want to go toe to toe one day? I mean, because did you see Tyson fight Roy Jones Jr. the one time?
I actually thought I thought it was good. Did you not think
it was good? I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. But you could tell Roy Jones was scared. I mean, yeah. He was like so defensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tyson took a couple rips but never caught him.
Right, right.
You'd like to see, if they're going to fight, you would like to see Tyson. You would like to see him fight. You want to see Tyson unload on him. But you also, Jake Paul can fight. I've watched enough now to see him that he's a pretty good boxer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
What do you guys? They say yes.
Yes. You guys don't understand. When we came on, I'm like, oh, we should do this at the end. He's like, I can't wait till the end. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait till the end, dude. What are you, nuts? I was like, I was crawling out of my skin. Can't wait to show you that.
Well, I'm going to thank Trav again at the end of this episode, but let's get a little baseball news in here. I can't even concentrate. This is the coolest thing. This is one of the coolest gifts I've ever got in my life. All right, super quick. Fairly decent news. They call it a sigh of relief for the Yankees, as in CY of relief, because Cole does not have to have Tommy John surgery, they're saying. But it's still going to be a couple months, and you know how arms work with pitchers. It could be 3 months, like you said yesterday. Real quick, Heyman.
What did they say? What did I haven't seen the report, so what did they say?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Garrett Cole. I had it out there. I was all nervous for a second, but likely avoid the Tommy John surgery. So that's a big news. But still, like you said, that could be three. That could still be 3 or 4 months. So here's Heyman's list of what they must do, even in the meantime, even though this news is better than the worst case scenario. He's listing in this order the best guys for the Yankees to get in the meanwhile. One, he says, okay. Blake Snell. Now he's been on Blake Snell hook, and he's pretty locked in with what Scott Boras is doing. So,
right.
Sounds like that. Number two would be Jordan Montgomery. Somebody says he likes the Rangers a lot better than when he was than the Yankees, but okay, that's fine. Three, Lizardo says that the Yankees didn't have enough to land Cease. It's hard to see them acquiring Lizardo. Because he has three years remaining.
Lizardo's got great stuff. Lefty for the Marlins.
Right. Okay.
Four is a guy you mentioned yesterday. It's Michael Lorenzen, who can also hit, play the outfield, by the way.
He actually can. Actually legit. Yeah.
Yeah. Five I hadn't thought about, but this guy's like kind of has his ups and downs, but it's Mike Clevinger, who is a heck of a pitcher, but he's
I like Clevinger. Down. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's good. I mean, I don't think he's the same guy he was, but he's had a decent year. He's just came back from Tommy John himself.
Yeah. And his number six, which is my number one in my heart, is Trevor Bauer, but he makes a great, Kamen has a great sentence at the back end of this. He goes, getting Trevor Bauer would add insult to Cole's injury because like,
Like I said, Cole, they didn't get along in UCLA. I don't think they get along now.
No, they don't. So that's probably not happening. Yeah. Like I said, unless you put him on a, he can only show up to the ballpark and not talk to anybody.
And I think of this, dude, here's what I think. So Gerrit Cole's is elite. He's better than everybody. And I'm so glad doesn't have to have Tommy John. This is great news. You know what I mean? I must admit, like the fact they said his UCL is intact. That's huge. Cause this is one of the, nothing worse than when you hear that initially. And then like a few months later, like, oh, he just decided to do the surgery. So fact that it's intact is huge. Right. But this is where my thought process goes a little bit. And I've said this before, you know, with Juan Soto being on a 1-year deal, you know, you're ready to win right now with that lineup. That lineup is so deep top to bottom. It's incredible. So when I look at the whole thing, and if you're going to get a guy like Jordan Montgomery, then you got to get a guy like Blake Snell, because Snell, you know, is a guy that when he's on, he's a shutdown lefty, dude.
Right.
He's not like, he's a swing and miss guy.
Right.
Like that curveball, and you know, he has a swing and miss pitch. And that's why you look at Devin Williams with the Brewers that is out for 3 months. He's got one of the greatest pitches in the game, that changeup. Mm-hmm. Well, Blake Snell is one of the greatest curveballs in the game. Nobody hits it. I want to say like 3 for 90 off it last year. Seriously, the numbers were incredible. Right. I guess the big thing is just they're at the luxury tax. But like I said, it never used to bother the Yankees, the luxury tax. I think it's now that that's 100% threshold. It's a little uneasy because, like you said, if you give $40 million to Snell, you got to give him $80 million with the luxury tax. $40 million more, right? You're paying 100% on the money you're paying.
A lot.
But you are the Yankees. You're ready to win now. You got Cole will be back hopefully in 3 months from now. I just don't know. I just really feel like they need another starter. Now they do have some good young arms too that I don't think we give enough credit to. And Will Warren has got some great stuff. And then is it Bleeker? The young righty too. He's got good stuff and he's had a really nice camp. So I think, for me, man, when I see the situation, I'm just glad that Cole doesn't need Tommy John surgery and that he'll be back in 3 months.
Right.
And knowing Cole, it says 8 to 12 weeks or 10 to 12 weeks. Knowing Cole, he'll be back in 10 because he takes care of himself. He knows what he's doing. He's a hard worker. So at the end of the day, it's just not good to lose Gerrit Cole for that long when you're trying to win a world championship like the Yankees are.
He's the best. Said yesterday. I don't think you can make an argument at this moment. He's the best pitcher in baseball because it looks like him and DeGrom 1-2. We haven't seen DeGrom in almost a year and a half.
But here's the deal with Gerrit Cole, and being with him last year, watching every day, he's hands down the best pitcher in the game.
I love it.
Like there's Gerrit Cole and everybody else. Seriously, I really believe that, and I would say most guys that face him would say the same thing.
But also, I just noticed this when you were there more. Hearing him talk, watching him talk in the dugout and stuff, like he knows, he's like one of the smartest baseball players, right? Like not only like on a pitching, obviously it's a science when he's pitching, because when he does his post game stuff and explains like his process, it's like that is at a level higher than any other like post game talk you hear. And but also I hear him it seems like he knows hitters and knows hitting and knows the game as a whole. Like he could be a manager, don't you think, one day?
Dude, I had some of the best. No doubt. I had some of the best conversations with him. I love that he would always pick my brain in the dugout. Hey, Case, if this guy set you up here, or if I pitched you this way, how would you attack me, or what would be your game plan? We were always talking. He's always thinking. Oh, he's one step ahead, two steps ahead of everybody else. And like I said, watching Gerrit Cole prepare for a start was impressive, man. He would sit down, have his earphones in on his laptop, and he's writing down, you know, game plan for each hitter, you know. So the difference between a guy like Gerrit Cole and somebody else is when you have the stuff that he has and you can execute on hitters' weaknesses too, you're elite. Mm. There's a lot of guys that have great stuff in the big leagues that can't execute to the hitter's weakness.
Gotcha.
Right? He's a guy that has great stuff, five pitches, but he's so pinpoint accurate and is so good mechanically, he can execute on his strengths and your weaknesses. That's why he's such a problem.
Yeah, he'll be missed, man. He'll be missed for sure in the short term. All right, a couple other things going on. Dude, you said it. I got to give you props. Before the season, or before in the offseason, you were talking about great. You think Wyatt Langford is going to be as a professional baseball player, and he's coming right in hot.
Like, dude, you go back to this draft. Paul Skeens went one. We know he's a stud. Dylan Cruz went two. We know he's a stud. Wyatt Langford went four, and there was a lot of people that were like, Wyatt Langford might be the best hitter in this draft. He probably should be going two, maybe ahead of Dylan Cruz. He's proven it, dude. In 13 Cactus League games, buckle up for this one. He's hitting 361 with a 442 on base and an 806 slug. Almost has a 1250 OPS.
Yeah.
It hit a grand slam the other day. Last year in the minors, he finished up in AAA. Four levels he went through, but he hit 360 with almost the same line. 480 on base, 677 slug. Yeah. I'd be shocked if this dude doesn't break camp with with the Rangers. This guy rakes.
Wyatt
Langford, if you haven't drafted yet, in your fantasy leagues, get this dude.
Yeah, he also looks like a baseball player, and he has a great baseball name. Like Wyatt Langford. That's like what Hobbs, you know?
Yeah, just means if your name's Wyatt Langford, it means you're a stud.
Yeah, you're a stud. Two other studs faced off yesterday. This was really cool. Skeen versus Holiday, dude. And Skeen's throwing like 150 miles per hour. He wound up striking him out, but the future is bright in this game. They think about what Langford you just talked about. These two guys, the youth movement is upon us more than ever in professional baseball, I think.
Yeah, and you see what they're doing too. They're having the prospects. They're having some prospect games right now.
Yes.
So the Marlins prospects play the Cardinals prospects today. The National prospects play the Mets prospects, Padres. So it's kind of cool. Yesterday was the Pirates versus the Orioles. That's why you saw Skeens versus Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
You know, he punched him out. They faced each other twice. Jackson Holliday grounded out the first at bat earlier in the spring. Then he punched him out yesterday. I think it was got the 3-2 though. Mm-hmm. Threw him a changeup, outside. But, guy was throwing a hit 102 miles an hour. And you could see Skeens was fired up too, because he kind of gave a first batter of the game, kind of gave it a little fist pump. Mm-hmm. But that's fun, man. There's a lot of good young players. We're talking Wyatt Langford. We're talking Jackson Holliday. We're talking Jaxis Churio. We're talking Paul Skeens. We're talking Dylan Cruz. There's a lot of good young players in the game right now, man. And the game is in a good place. And more teams nowadays, Chinchy, want to bring guys up quicker. You know, back when I was coming up, give these guys A ball, give them double H. When he gets here, he's ready. These guys are now, baptism by fire. Come on up and learn at the big league level. And I kind of like it.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah. All right, dude, I got to go tell everybody about this. There it is. Once again, we cannot thank. Give Travis another pop right now, dude.
Yeah. Hey, listen, go to Trav. Thanks, man. This thing is incredible. Look, he got me the Nike Dunks too on my shoes. Are Nike Dunks?
I see that.
That's so cool, dude. That's so cool. Dude, you go to at RVA underscore Bobbles. I believe you can find him on X. That's so cool. You can find Trav on X or Instagram. He's growing this company too. These are great gifts, man. These are great gifts. Send him a picture. Yeah. He'll break down exactly what you want. But if you want the coolest bobblehead in the world, that's could be for your family or your son or his buddy or your whatever, your dad, give your dad a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Exactly. Trav can do it, man. So cool.
Awesome. Thanks again, Trav. I gotta you gotta give me the number when we get off, and I
can. Yeah, I will, dude. I will.
And then I got two things to do for the rest of the day. Let's see. We're done recording now. Probably gonna be in a little while before the show gets out because I have literally Christmas on my floor right now for all the popcorn.
Hey, did you know, dude? This is one thing, cool thing. I just learned this the other day on Instagram. Do you know you could take all those popcorn things, put them in your sink, put water on them, and it's like cornmeal.
What?
They just dissolve and go right down your drain. Do it. Try it. Pour that whole box into your sink. Put water on it. They'll dissolve and gone.
Okay, I'll do that today.
Because those things are a pain in the butt.
It makes me want to eat Cheetos. I'm going to get Cheetos today.
Oh, dude. Me too.
Anyway. All right. Again, Case, thank you. And oh, my God.
I don't even know. You got it, brother. This is like I can't wait till Jess sees it, dude.
This is like an Oscar.
Yeah. It's like an Oscar. Yeah, bobblehead. It's our first mayor's office award. It's a bobblehead.
Yeah, dude. Thanks again. Thanks, guys. Yeah. All right. That's the weekend. Heading into the weekend in good spirits right now. So
yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you definitely on Monday. And Chinch, enjoy the bobblehead. There you go, dude. I can't believe you wore the hat and the glasses.
When I put the hat on, you go yes, and you go Sarah, and then you almost did the reveal of her like her what was that?
Bachelorette party or something
like that.
Oh, her shower. No, it wasn't a shower. I can't remember what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it was. Either way, you almost blew it. And I was like, oh, he's going to say something right now. But you didn't.
I know. But dude, I can't believe you wore those glasses and the hat, dude. That's incredible. That's perfect. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Mayor's Office. We really, really appreciate you. We hope everyone has an incredible weekend. And love you, bro.
Love you,
You're the greatest. See you Monday.